GiveSendGo is the number one free Christian crowdfunding site in the world. Yes, free. Other crowdfunding sites will charge you nasty, hidden fees, but not GiveSendGo. While our third-party processor does charge a small fee to givers upon donating, GiveSendGo's platform is free of fees because we believe you earn the money you raise. So the next time you're looking to raise money for a friend, or you've got a mission of your own, come to GiveSendGo.com, the number one free Christian crowdfunding site in the world.
Welcome to GiveSendGo Spotlight, where we spotlight campaigns that are using GiveSendGo from all over the world. And today we have the privilege to talk to a man doing amazing things in San Antonio. Super cool. We just chatted a moment before. His name's Lloyd. And we're going to get into talking with Lloyd about what he's got going on there, how he came to find out about GiveSendGo, and all the things that God's doing through him. And I, knowing that my wife actually does a little bit of signing as well, decided to bring her on because that's part of Lloyd's mission. So so excited. This is going to be a good one.
Yes.
And we're just going to jump right in. So Lloyd, why don't you, like, just to kick it off, you've got a campaign on GiveSendGo. It's raised some money. It's been, you know, it's been raising some money for you guys. I will direct people. Let me see. The actual URL for people that want to read the campaign is givesendgo.com/missions, the number 4, SATX, San Antonio, DEAF, DEAF. So givesendgo.com, missions 4, SATX, DEAF. So that is the campaign URL. So everybody that's watching, listening, you can plug that in. It'll be in the lower half of this after we add it in the description. So you can just click on it and you can read exactly there. But why don't you tell us, Lloyd, real quickly, how did you hear about GiveSendGo?
I was trying to figure out how to best raise money. And so I did some research on different funding sites out there, and it just seemed to be the best one out there. So I it was easy to use, just plugged it in, and we're ripping within like 24 hours.
Yay. So. Perfect. Awesome. Well, I'm glad to hear that. We're always looking for good feedback. And we've got a ton of great things on the horizon. God's really been blessing GiveSendGo. And as we move forward in the space and being a light in the world, in our own space of the world, this fundraising platform and shining hope into people's situations through what we do, we're excited about the future. But we're not here to talk about GiveSendGo. We're here to talk about you and what God's doing through you. So why don't you tell people what you started the campaign for? What are you fundraising for?
I started an interpreting program for sign language here in San Antonio College in Texas. After learning that 98% of deaf people are unchurched, they're the third largest unpeopled group in the world. So there's a large need for it. And having a ministry background before, many, many years ago, I was like, well, it seems like a natural fit, but kind of was unsure. Touched base with one of my professors. He was a pastor before, and he's deaf. All our ASL professors here are deaf. So we were talking, and he's like, yeah, you know, we can talk some more. And then I was doing a presentation on autism within the church, because it's a huge thing. So, and then was talking with our lab director here, and he told me he was a pastor. We connected, and then I kind of shared with him kind of what I was thinking, and we're going to start off with a Bible study at our house. My wife's like, our place is too small for that. I'm like, well, what else are we going to do? So then after that, we met a hearing pastor, and he's within 5 minutes of telling him what we were planning, he's like, you can use my building. And so it just has gone from there. So we're like, well, if we're going to do this, we need to raise some funds. I found GiveSendGo, and we've been missionaries to the deaf community here in San Antonio since.
Wow, super cool. So what's your relationship to the deaf community in general? Obviously, you can hear. So where did you connect with the deaf community in your past?
So I was really unaware of the deaf community growing up, and that's pretty typical for hearing people. We're kind of, it's the considered the invisible disability. You don't really know somebody's deaf until you see them sign. And so when I moved to Texas, I had found out about the interpreting program here and was like, well, that's something I want to do. But I was working a lot, and I was pursuing a degree in something else. Didn't ever graduate with that, and then COVID hit.
That's okay.
COVID hit. So it was seemed like the perfect time to go back to school. And so that's what I did. And then it just, like I said, it just kind of progressed from there.
Wow. It's amazing awesome. How God opens doors and just mm-hmm. gives us direction to walk through them. That's super cool. So where do you see, or where are you guys now in the process? It sounds like you said a pastor's opened up the church for you to use. So you're right. engaged in the local community now. You have a service.
Right. We do. We actually just celebrated our 6 month anniversary 2 weeks ago. So we've been open for 6 months.
Okay.
It's called Alamo Deaf Church.
So great.
Right.
That's awesome.
So all of our services are in sign language. I try my best. So, but it's a challenge, but it's fun. So
they have such grace. They give us such
they
grace.
Do.
They really
very
do.
Much
they just,
so.
I think really appreciate the fact that we are stepping into their world and we want to be a part of it. Yeah.
Right. They're very, 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 very patient.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very patient. My friend goes.
Right. Right.
Nice.
So.
Oh, is it this way? He goes this way, maybe. Yes. The patience comes from way
that's,
back
that's
in the
way
sky.
Back
yes, all the way through.
Very.
I went the wrong way.
Yeah. No. That's cool. So, so where do you see the movement of the church going forward?
Right now, the goal is locate and identify other deaf to raise up as pastors. So the deaf pastors here, we're here equally on paper, and I'm like right here. And this is where I'll be because I will never put myself above a deaf person. So, but the goal is to create a team of deaf pastors and to grow the church. And if the model here works here, then we'll maybe check it out in different states and see how it works elsewhere.
Awesome.
So is the community in San Antonio, the deaf community, are they roughly the same size as would be in most other cities? Like ratio, I think it's probably like 3% or 2 million, like 60,000 of 2 million. Is it, that's around what, 3%? Yeah, something like that.
So here in San Antonio, we just found updated statistics in the last few months. There's 75,000 deaf people here, deaf and hard of hearing people in San Antonio. So there's actually a corridor between San Antonio and Austin where the deaf school is.
Yeah.
There's a lot of deaf people in that corridor.
Mm-hmm. Do deaf people tend to migrate to areas where there are other deaf people? Is that what we see? So like, would you find
yeah.
that in other places?
So, yeah, a lot of them will tend to be around either large cities or where there's deaf residential schools.
Mm-hmm.
That's their big center of communities.
That's what we had in Virginia. We had Gallaudet in DC.
Right.
And so Virginia Beach, where we lived before we moved up north, huge deaf community, they interpreting programs, so much access in the schools for right. children who are deaf. It was really great. And we came up here and it was so silent. So quiet, it was really hard to tap in and find that up here.
I think what it does is it gives you a decent roadmap. Obviously, you know, as you said, it is a largely untapped people group, and I mean, 98% have never heard the gospel. That's huge. And so there's a massive need. And if what the gospel says is true, that the fields are white on the harvest,
right?
That there's a reality that there are people that are waiting to hear the good news of who Jesus is.
Mm-hmm.
And as that becomes successful in the community that you're in, you have a roadmap for these communities because they're established in various right. places. It's like, okay, well, we don't have to, it's not just anywhere, it's in specific locations that we can plant right. and engage in. So that's pretty cool. That's a good opportunity, having a strategic way to look at it there.
Hey, Shine Brightly listeners. If there's one thing we can all agree on, the world can often feel like a dark and lonely place. Here at Give, Send, Go, we often see people in hopeless situations, feeling like there's nowhere else they can turn. That is until they find Give, Send, Go. In addition to being a fundraising platform, we're ready to listen and pray for your campaigns. No matter where you are, what you've done, or what you're going through, Give, Send, Go believes in giving a voice to the voiceless and sharing hope with the hopeless. That's why we're the platform where help and hope go hand in hand. To offer this same help and hope to someone in your life, visit giftsandgo.com to give to a campaign or to start your very own campaign. That's www.giftsandgo.com.
Getting into a more of the, like the personal side, you said you're married, you have kids?
I am married. My wife and I have four kids, three from before, and then she has one, and all together we have four.
There you go. Like a Brady Bunch of sorts.
Yep.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm one of 12, so big family. I'm used to large gatherings, and we came up here from Virginia a couple of years back, just feeling God's call, and so we've landed in this location, and it's been a cool journey. Walking out Give, Send, Go. We'd love any continued feedback on how we can be better for what you need in what you're doing, because we only get better as we hear feedback from you guys. I mean, we're constantly looking to improve ourselves, but
just a shout out.
Yeah.
I know you guys will occasionally have different ministries spot in just different areas. We had somebody see it, click it, and give. It was just a random thing a few months ago.
Really? That's super cool. Yeah. Well, hopefully, you know, I have a big vision for what this can be, this spotlight moment can be. So I know that the online engagement space is a growing space, that there's a huge opportunity there. A lot of the campaigns that are in the public sphere right now are using crowdfunding vehicles to fundraise. And so there's a lot of potential for audiences to be looking at what we're doing as we progress. So I'm excited about being able to spotlight. Give, Send, Go is always built with a recognition that we wanted to like bring along a rising tide of people that were laying the groundwork all across the country and across the world. Our platform's in 40 countries now, which is pretty amazing, being used everywhere. Yeah, God's really, really doing some amazing stuff. So we're super excited. And I love the diversity in the body of Christ. I mean, it's super, super cool to see people that are stepping out into outside of their comfort zone and engaging the world around them. And
I think too, we think of missions and we always think of it somewhere else.
Right.
Somewhere with a, if we talked about an untapped group of people, we're thinking they have to live in the middle of a rainforest, somewhere far away in Tonga or wherever else, you know. And the reality, like you pointed out, is that people who are deaf and hard of hearing, they are right among us, the hearing population. We just don't notice it until we notice it. And 97% is really an atrocious number to think that people aren't hearing the gospel. So it is probably one of the biggest focuses that churches should be kind of tapping into, because they can't hear it quite literally. Like you can do podcasts all day long, unless there's closed captioning or the service is closed caption, people are missing out. So, and I think one of my favorite churches is the Rock Deaf Church out in California. They just have a fantastic worship ministry. So that's the other thing. It's great to get the message, but like that spirit in us to want to worship in the form of song and praise is also something that a lot of churches that even do have, I think, deaf ministries don't necessarily have interpreters, like official interpreters. So they might be, you know, the lay person, you and me, who've just kind of learned ASL as we've gone along and then pursued programs later. But to be able to interpret in song is so beautiful. It's gorgeous.
It is very, our goal with that though also is to not use English interpreted songs, but to actually train up deaf worship leaders that write ASL worship songs.
Wow. Awesome. So that is amazing. That's awesome.
We wanna
see. That's great.
Yeah, that is super, super cool. One of the things I remember reading through on your campaign, one of the updates that you had, and I want to encourage people with
this. He's looking at the campaign right now. That's why he keeps looking over here.
Yeah, I was like, I know I read it somewhere. But you mentioned something, and I think it is key to the heart of the call for believing people in giving it is a stress sometimes on the person needing funds to be asking people to give. But right. The reality behind that is that it's actually inviting people into partnership.
Right. And that was a quote from J.R. Bucklew. He is a deaf pastor up in the Dallas area. And okay. He's like, you're not begging for money. You're inviting people to join your vision.
Exactly.
And that's what.
Come along. So,
yeah. Yeah. And there's so much power in that. One, because obviously we know as believers that God is our Jireh, our provider, first and foremost, but that he often does it through the fish's mouth, through the people around us that he's brought into our circle. And so there's no fear in saying, hey, this is what God's put us to. And what an opportunity to be a part of this amazing ministry to impact the world in ways that you didn't even realize engaging around you. So super cool. Vote for all of you that are watching and have watched this up to this far. Go again, check out givesandgo.com/missions4SATX deaf. Missions for SATX deaf. You can catch it in the link below. Read what amazing work Lloyd is doing with his family in San Antonio, in this community. Find out about how you can partner with them. Click the Give Now button. Give to this amazing opportunity to impact the lives of so many unreached people. And then click the Pray Now button. Send messages of hope, of encouragement, because anybody that's ever been in the fight on the front lines of doing the work of God realize that they need all the prayer that they can get. I remember reading Ephesians 6, and Paul's talking about the armor of God and girding yourselves up and all of this stuff and warfare. But at the end, he's like, and please pray for me. That's how he finishes it. So it's like, it's such a powerful thing to be able to pray for people. And that's why we put that Pray Now button, because we realize there is power in prayer. There's power in words of affirmation, in the life, the word that God's given us to give to people. So all of you watching, click it, check it out, and join in. So Lloyd, I'm going to give you a last moment to share anything that you want to share to close out, if you have anything else that you want to add to this.
The only other thing, to touch back on what your wife said, this is a multicultural ministry that's in our own backyard,
right?
That we want to spotlight. I mean, I want people to recognize the need and say, hey, maybe I should be doing that. You know, it's not just about us. It's about casting the vision so that other people catch on to it too. Yeah, that's my hope, is it just grows.
Right. And that's what we're going to pray that God does over this. And hopefully there will be a moment that we can bring you back on a year from now, and you can report back all the amazing stories of what God's done through this, and how we can continue to encourage people on with the testimonies of people that have gone before and are sowing the seed now. So Lloyd, thank you so much for being a part of this. Yes. Yay. And we look forward to staying in touch in the future.
Same.
You have this friend. They're going through a hard time and you want to help them, but you don't know how or where to start. When you see a need, step in with GiveSendGo. GiveSendGo is a safe, trusted, and reliable crowdfunding platform designed to help you help others. With a few clicks of a button, you can set up a campaign for the person you want to support. Come to GiveSendGo.com and set up your campaign. Then, share it with the people closest to you and watch the funds and prayers start flooding in. That's www.givesendgo.com.